Southern FM is celebrating 30 years on air. Here's another highlight.
Hello, everybody. This is Graham Johnston, and I'm the host of Friday Magazine, which, as you can deduce from the name, is a show broadcast every Friday for 2 hours from 9 a.m. on Southern FM. A significant thing for me is recognising and appreciating the extraordinary array of people Southern FM has on board, ranging from experienced broadcasters to up-and-coming young talent. We are a community radio station. We do not get paid, and we do make the odd mistake. But no one can deny our enthusiasm and endeavour to produce a top-quality programme when we walk into the red or blue studio and tap the on-air button. We are a part of a broader radio family across Australia, providing a service that the larger stations, as they become even more absorbed by ownership changes and affected by cuts in resources, are less able to provide. And that is grassroots radio. Informing people of what is happening in their streets, in their suburbs, in their cultural communities.
One thing I love about Blackrock House Gardens are the two Moreton Bay fig trees,
which are
150 years old, planted by Charles Hobson Ebden. Yeah. So they would have been little tiny saplings he lived there, and yet they were his gift to us for the future. He thought about the future.
And, of course, he was friends of von Mueller, the Botanic Gardens designer.
That's probably where he got the trees from.
Mm. Our program also is receiving inquiries from broader sources. For example, from a major book publisher advising that they were now appreciating the value of community radio and looking to set up interviews with their top-line authors with us. Again, a positive sign for our recognition and our future. Southern FM is certainly the voice of the Bayside and more.
Listen to all our highlights. Visit southernfm.com.au/30.